Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
If they don't sign up that day, it's like no big deal. We ask them, hey, can we give you a call in, a few more days or in a week? Would that work for you? If they're not a yes at that moment, because a lot of people have to get the money together. So we'll end up closing people, a week or two later a lot of times. So because and people appreciate that. They appreciate us not putting them on the spot, not being hard sell about it.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it. This is episode number 80, where today I've got another great Facebook ads case study for you about a holistic health practitioner named Becky Malden. Now, Becky is using Facebook ads in her business to scale her in-person clinic, and she's selling a training course for holistic health practitioners that actually certifies them to be a holistic health practitioner. And as you're going to hear today, at the time we did this interview, Becky had spent about $3,000 on Facebook ads over a 6-month time period. And on that $3,000 spend, she made about $30,000. She's only spending about $10 a day on her ads, and she is crushing it. So today, Becky takes us through everything that she's done in her campaign, how she's achieving these results while only targeting one cold audience with her Facebook ads, the big change in strategy that she made to finally get the results that she was looking for, the one factor that she really believes has had the biggest impact on her Facebook ad success. And also, you're going to learn a little something about me that I don't really talk a whole lot about. And that is at the very end of the interview. So put myself out there when we talk about it at the very end of the interview. But before we get into it with Becky, got a couple of quick announcements for you. I have just released, well, depending on when you're listening to this, I've just released a brand new video training series that shows you exactly how to create an automated system that attracts leads and sales every day using Facebook ads. In fact, much of what Becky does in her business that you're going to hear about today, she's following this same system. This is a free video training that's available only for a limited time. So depending on when you're listening to this, it may not be available. If you'd like to get access to this free video training, just go to rickmulready.com/free training. Again, rickmulready.com/free training. Also want to let you know, I'm going to be speaking at Social Media Marketing World here in San Diego. This is Social Media Examiner's annual conference here in San Diego. And that is just in a couple of weeks. Again, depending on when you're listening to this, I talk on Monday morning, April 18th, and I'm going to be presenting on how to double your ROI with Facebook video ads. So if you're going to be here at SMMW, definitely say hello. I'd love to meet you in person, and thank you personally for listening to the podcast here. Going to be a lot of fun. Lastly, before we get into the case study here, if you are liking the podcast here, please show your support by leaving a quick, honest rating and review for the show over on iTunes. It's a huge help, and it only takes about 30 seconds to do it. So just go to iTunes, type in The Art of Paid Traffic, click on ratings and reviews, and you can leave your honest review right there. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. Really appreciate it. All right, let's go hang out with Becky. Hey there, Becky. Welcome to The Art of Paid Traffic. How's it going?
It's great. Thank you so much for having me on, Rick.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to talk to you because this is actually the second conversation we've had about this, because we talked about very much what we're going to be talking about here today a little while ago. And silly me, I did not record that conversation. So I said, you know what? I got to have you back on, got to have you on the podcast to talk about how you're using Facebook ads in your business. And let's start there. Tell us a little bit about Get Pure Vitality. That's your website. But tell us a little bit more about your business and what you have going on right now.
Yeah, actually, I have a wellness center. I'm a natural health practitioner. And so I mainly see clients and get them well using alternative medicine. And so we've started having a lot of practitioners want to learn how to do what we do. So I basically pulled back from seeing clients and spent about a year creating an online course that walks practitioners of any modality through all the things that we use in our wellness center to get people well. And that covers health evaluations, sauna detoxification, how to use nutritional supplements. It's very extensive. And I felt like this was a missing piece in the alternative holistic education world. And so I felt like this was something that I really wanted to put out there into the world in a bigger way. And so I created this course, which is actually at purevitalityuniversity.com. And that's where it's all housed. And so just last fall, I finished everything and was ready to launch it. And so I'm a real big do-it-yourself girl. So I got your Facebook ad course and learned from a few other people and started to do this on my own. And I did what everybody tells you to do, which was create a lead magnet and then have everybody go to that and then do a follow-up, you know, an email sequence, and then eventually tell them about your program. Mm-hmm. Well, when I set all that up, I had it, you know, I shared like some content, they watched some videos. Well, I didn't get a single sale because okay. I don't know what the disconnect was, but I was kind of getting frustrated. You know, you can easily lose a lot of money on Facebook ads, obviously.
Right. Before we get into that, Becky, I want to kind of stop you there for a second, because you said something really pretty amazing, and I want to get some more insight into where this came from. So you were seeing people in person in your holistic health practice. You were seeing people in person, and you wanted to kind of take that to the next level and really scale that part of the business. And obviously, you can only see so many people in a day yourself. So how did you get to, I want to create a course and teach other health practitioners how to do this? Where was that mindset coming from?
Well, what was going on was we were getting really great results with our clients. And then I started getting other practitioners hearing about us in the local community and other areas. And they were contacting us wanting to apprentice and learn how to do what we do.
Okay.
And so we started having these practitioners come in and shadow us and learn. And I spent actually 6 months training a few people. And, you know, you learn a lot, you know, when you have your own business. And, you know, I spent all this time training people, and it was all that time spent with, you know, just a few people, and it wasn't really productive. And I was pulling away from my ability to see my clients. And I realized that there was just too many people coming to us wanting this information. And I felt like there was this gap in the holistic education world that we really could fill. So that's when I thought, hey, what if we put this online? And so I spent literally a year, you know, I would see clients during the day, and then I would come home and I'd work on this in my off time, you know, burning the candle at both ends, really, where I would put together this content in the form of like webinars, like mini little videos, PDF documents. And I built this website from the ground up that houses all of this. It's about 200-page website. And so they can go through this course to learn how to do what we do. And it's like 12 modules. They get the content released and they get access, and it kind of builds on itself. So they learn a lot about what they need to know to actually get a client well. Because the stuff that they are teaching in schools nowadays it's great and it's a great foundation, mm-hmm. but it's very general. And I found that the practitioners coming to me were saying, yeah, I learned this great information, but now what? When I have a client coming to me with migraines or joint pain or arthritis, like, I don't know what to actually do to get them well. I know a lot of great information, but when you actually have a client, how do you walk them through a healing process?
So, and is that where you were teaching that part of it, or were you also, or were you teaching, let me rephrase this question. Were you teaching that part of it along with how to get clients, like the business of being a holistic health practitioner, or was it you were assuming that they already were getting clients, but now you're helping them get them better?
The course is actually a combination of both. Okay. It's about 75% on how to get someone well, and about 25% on the business training, how to actually get clients.
Okay, cool. And what was the price of the course?
The price of the course is $4,997, so right under $5,000. And then if they pay with a payment option, it's $6,000.
Okay, and I know that we're going to get into this, but is this the certification offering that you have, or is that something different?
Yes, we actually spent the time to get the school accredited with the American Association of Drugless Practitioners, which gives us, you know, the ability to allow someone that goes through our course to become a holistic health practitioner they go and get board certified through that organization.
Okay, cool. So you developed this course. Were you, before you got into Facebook ads and decided to, okay, I have this great course, we have some people going through it, now I want to start to, you know, scale this and grow this a little bit. How many people, not an exact number, but did you have a good amount of people going through the course at that point before you decided to put some paid traffic behind it?
Well, what I did was I actually had it beta tested. I invited a few people that I knew to go through the material for a very nominal fee. And then I found a few other people through Facebook groups that were already practitioners. I said, hey, I have this course I'm creating. I would love to get your feedback on it. I'm happy to give you a significant discount. And I got actually 14 beta testers that way, which helped obviously give me a little bit of income while I was still creating the course.
Sure.
But what's nice is they gave me feedback on it. I'm a real big believer that, you know, when you launch something out into the world, you got to know that it's going to be successful. You got to know that it's going to actually fill a need that someone has. So it was great for me to be able to bounce these ideas off these practitioners, see what they thought of the material. You know, a couple of them proofread the entire thing, which was great. And then, you know, it gave me a lot of the data that I knew that I had something special because they were raving about it.
So they confirmed what you'd built, but you kind of knew already because you were seeing, you're getting great results for your clients, and then other health practitioners were coming to you to apprentice and figure out what you guys were doing, all this stuff. And then, so from there, you kind of saw that there was a need for, you know what, if we develop a course that teaches everything that we're doing here in the office, there's a need for it because we're seeing it here, you know, on the one-to-one basis, if you will. But now getting a group of beta testers in there, you are really getting confirmation back from the marketplace, if you will, with, you know what, this is really good stuff, but also here's how to improve it. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. Okay, so now you had the beta testers go through it. Now take us, kind of get us back to, you know, where you start to get into, you decide you want to do some Facebook ads, and then you start to get into some Facebook ads from there.
Yeah, so this was back in, I want to say like June, July, and September of 2015, and I created my very first Facebook ad. I created that lead magnet, which was a three-part video series. It was basically like a webinar broken down into three parts so that they could watch it in shorter segments. And I sent them to that content, but they actually had to get through all that content to see that we actually had a course. You didn't know we had a course for sale unless you went through like all that material. And it was pretty long. It was like over 30 minutes. So yeah,
I was going to say, was each video about 30 minutes?
Yeah, they were like 25 minutes each. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was probably, but I felt like it needed to be long for people to get to know us, to know our story, to know what we're all about, and then give them some actual good content. So that brought in, you know, it got a lot of attention, but it didn't have a lot of comments on the ads. It didn't have a whole lot of traction, didn't get anyone actually signed up from the actual ad.
Okay.
So that's when I decided to abandon that idea.
Sorry, Becky, how long did you let it run? Like, how long was that process for you started your Facebook ads, you developed this video series, and you ran ads into it? And I'm pretty sure that you got some leads from it, but none of those leads converted into actual paying customers. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, we did get leads.
Okay.
And none of them actually bought. We had a few people come close.
Okay.
So no actual sales, though.
So how long?
I let that run for 3 months.
3 months. Okay, perfect. Go for it.
And so then I kind of sat back and I was like, okay, we need to regroup here. Let's see, because, you know, if it's not working, it's not working. Mm-hmm. So then I actually said, okay, you know what? I'm going to get an expert involved. So I hired a really good copywriter. And when I say really good, this is like $1,000 per hour that I paid this person to go over my entire website, get the copy spot on that was really going to speak to my ideal client. Mm-hmm. And then she also helped me with the ad copy for the actual Facebook ad itself.
So, sorry, I'm going to stop you right there real quick. Because this is, I love this story here. First of all, how much did you spend over those 3 months to figure out, you know what, this is not working?
Well, let's see. I think my ad was only set at like $10 a day.
Okay.
So, you know, there wasn't a ton of money.
Okay. And then from there, you decide you want to change things up. You hire this copywriter. It wasn't that, because if I'm not mistaken, you're now targeting the exact same target audience that you were previously when the ad wasn't working. Is that correct?
That is correct. Same interest group and everything.
Okay. So it's the same targeting, but you tweak the messaging a little bit. Now you hired this copywriter, you said, to help you with the actual ad copy. What other copy were they writing for you?
This was the first time I'd actually used this particular copywriter. So I had her go over my website and just the Facebook ad.
Gotcha. Okay. Go. And just as like a sort of a, I've seen your ad and we're going to post it, if you don't mind, on the show notes page. And it like, just from a, like, we're talking about copywriting here. The copy on your ad is awesome. Like, it is very conversational. It is to the point. It is to your exact target customer. I love it. I mean, I don't want to give too much away here, but I'm going to have a screenshot of it on the show notes for today's episode. So, okay, you've hired the copywriter and then she dives into your website and also writing your ad copy for your Facebook ads.
Right. And everyone she included said that I need to make my videos shorter, like less than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I stopped what I was currently doing, and I was going to redo all the videos. And while I was doing that, I had the videos, a link to the videos on my homepage of my website. And so while I was redoing those videos with our video guy, I used her copy and I went ahead and put that on the website, went ahead and did the Facebook ad. And the Facebook ad now, instead of saying, hey, here's my lead magnet, you know, come read about how you can be an expert in alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. It said what the copy says currently, and it has an image that tells people, hey, this is a course, right there in front of them. There is no mystery.
Sorry, it's a course. Is that in the ad copy?
Well, the logo of the course is right there on the image.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
Get it. Yeah. Okay. So what I did was, you know, it was like a happy accident, okay? So I was doing my video, redoing the videos, and had this new ad copy, had a new image for my ad, and I went ahead and let that run. But what I did is I just let it run to the homepage. Like, I didn't have this strategy. I was like, okay, let's just try this. And while I was thinking about the next better idea, I was like, let me just dump it onto the homepage. Well, that's what worked.
Okay, so I apologize for jumping in here, but these are all really important things that we're talking about here. What most people would do is, okay, I need to redo the video series, so I'm going to stop my ads while I'm doing that. And then once my video series is you know, refreshed and redone, then start my ads back up. What was that mindset for you? And I understand this was like a happy accident. We're going to the homepage and everything. But what was your mindset behind, you know what, I'm going to leave the ad running with the revised copy here, even though, you know, my video series isn't done yet? Like, what made you decide that?
Probably because I'm a really outside the box thinker in general. And I'm like, you know what? Just because everybody says this is the way to do it doesn't mean that it's the way to do it for me. And this might not work for my particular situation.
I love it.
So I'm like, you know, and I'm also an artist. So that's probably another reason why I like to think outside the box. So I was like, okay, let's just let it go to the homepage, see what happens. And that's what got me people signing up right and left, wanting to talk to us, going through the sales funnel, and we got more leads from that. And this, don't forget, this was still like $10 a day.
Right. So okay. It wasn't so before lot. We get to the leads, I just want to be clear on what you're offering in the ad, where you're just sending people just to the homepage of your website, which is, to your point, it's not something we normally recommend that people do. However, you did that and it worked, and we're going to get into the results here in just a second. But so what were you actually, and you had the image, you had the logo of the course on the image, but what were you actually promoting in the, in your ad?
I was actually promoting the course.
Okay.
Straight up course. And then I've like broke every internet marketing rule. Okay. So you know how everybody says you have to have an opt-in, yep. You have to capture an email and a name and all that. Like I didn't have an opt-in, like nothing. The only opt-in was if you clicked on another tab on my homepage to go to another page where you could actually, you know, sign up for a sample lesson in the course. But on the homepage itself, there was not a single opt-in.
The homepage had other content on it as well, right? It wasn't just all right. About the course.
It was pretty much about the course.
Okay.
And then it had basically ungated content and as far as those videos that were the long version. So people could just click a button and it would open up those videos and they could watch them right there. And then the second video is when we talk about, hey, we have this course and here is your opportunity to have a free consultation if you're interested. So that is our sales funnel. We give them some content. We tell them about our course and how it can help them. And then we offer them a free 1 hour consultation if they're interested and to see if we're a fit and if it's going to be something that they can benefit from. So, and then we either close them or, you know, we don't. Mm-hmm. They can, you know, we call them back and just follow up with them later on. But just from doing that, you know, breaking all the rules, we got one person in November, one person in December, and one person in January. And we had about, I want to say, 4 to 6 people actually apply, but we got one sale.
Okay.
Per month. For those 3 month period.
Per month. So you got 4 to 6 applications each month and you were closing 25% of them, roughly.
Yes, but we also were closing other ones outside of that, just so you know. So our close rate's not that low.
No, right. But 25%, correct me if I'm wrong, 25% from your Facebook ads, from cold traffic, meaning people don't know who you are until they come to your website.
Correct. That was completely cold traffic. We had not even done retargeting yet.
Yep. Okay, mm-hmm. And you're closing them on a $5,000 course and certification.
Correct.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Now, see, and you're only spending about $10 a day, so about $300 or so a month.
Yes.
You're spending each month about $300 to close $5,000.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And then, so we are in early March right now. You started this in June, July, August, somewhere in the September-ish timeframe. Is that about right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So 300, I'm going to do some quick math here. So I'm counting on my fingers literally as I do this. September, October, November, December, that's 4 months. January, February, that's 6 months because we're about the first week or so into March right here. So you've spent about $1,800 or so on ads. Is that right?
Well, I've recently bumped up our ad spend, obviously. Okay. And so right now, I think the whole campaign from that period of time is just under $3,000.
Okay, so $3,000 ad spend. And then how many sales have you had from that?
A total of 6 because we had 3 in February.
Okay, so 6 sales and that's about $30,000.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Awesome. So you 10x'd your ad spend.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And you made it. You had a good point there. And if I'm not mistaken here, you are targeting one interest group right now. Is that right?
Yeah, I've just recently started targeting more interest groups.
Okay.
So yeah, that's mainly from one interest group. Yes.
Yeah, and you said that you're not even doing any kind of like lookalike audience from your email list or website traffic or any. You're not doing any kind of retargeting or anything like that at this point.
I have not started that yet at all.
So let me ask you why. because you're doing 10x your spend here in your ROI, I mean, which is amazing. Is it, what's going on there? How come you haven't expanded out from there?
I'm pretty busy around here. So I have a wellness center I'm running on the side. I'm doing this course. I got to take care of the students in the course. We have monthly calls. And then I'm learning this Facebook stuff as I go.
Sure.
It's a huge learning curve. So that's my next project to work on this week.
I love it. I think this is so good for people to hear, because we always hear like, all right, you know what? If it's working, keep doing more of it and put more money into it. And you're doing it. You are doing that, but you're doing it. You have so much other stuff going on. You're wearing a lot of hats in your business, and it's that which takes up a lot of time in your day, and you're getting there, you know, so it's already working for you. You are doing things incrementally. You're building it up from there. You started at $10 a day, seeing great success. Now, this is all an automated process. So kind of take us through sort of step by step. So once somebody clicks on your ad, they go to your homepage, they consume that content. And then from there, how do they raise their hand, if you will, and say, yes, I want a free strategy session? What do they have to do for that?
There's a few places on our website where there is a click to apply to go in our course. And so we don't just have a buy now button. That's, you know, people can't just buy our course. They have to go through us. They have to get on the phone with us, talk to us before we will let them in. Like, they have to qualify. So that's another crazy thing, right? We just don't accept anybody, mm-hmm. Even if they have the $5,000. We are very picky on who we let in.
Yep.
And so we get them on. Actually, the process is they watch the content. There's a few places on our website where they can actually, you know, get to our application page. And our application page is just a Google Doc that asks them basically about, you know, them, what their history is, what are their current challenges with their business, you know, what's keeping them stuck, what do they want their ideal business to look like. And then they give us their contact information, and then they set up there's a link to our scheduling system where they can actually schedule the appointment themselves automatically. And then once we get them on the phone, actually my partner does that. She's the one that does those calls, and it's booked for an hour, and sometimes they go half an hour, sometimes they go an hour and 15 minutes, mm-hmm. but we are not salespeople. And I think, you know, one of the things about internet marketing is that there's a lot of people that are they come across very hard sell. They do tactics that I don't like. They're not, to me, ethical. There's a lot of junk out there. Mm-hmm. And we're just the way I am and the way that we are is like, I just want to help people. I mean, I got into alternative medicine to help people. I'm not doing this all for the money. This is my passion. Yep. So when we do these conversations on the phone, we are just really wanting to get to know these people. What is their story? Why do they want to be practitioners? Or what are they looking for in our course that's going to help them get to where they want to go? And then we just see if it's a fit. And we don't give them any, I mean, we do give them a discount. If they do sign up within 48 hours, we knock $500 off the course. Mm-hmm. But like, that's it. Like, if they're not a match, then we're not worried about it. There's plenty more people that are going to be a match. So we're not going to pressure anyone. And so we just, if they don't sign up that day, it's like no big deal. We ask them, hey, can we give you a call in, you know, a few more days or in a week? Would that work for you? If they're not a yes at that moment, because a lot of people have to get the money together.
Sure.
And so we'll end up closing people, you know, a week or two later a lot of times. So because people appreciate that. They appreciate us not putting them on the spot, not being hard sell about it. And so one of the comments from one of the women who actually went through our application process, we asked, you know, what was it about our course that makes you want to sign up? And one woman actually said, you seem authentic. Who's going to say that in the internet marketing world? There's so many people that you don't know if they're really, you know, you just don't know.
Right. I mean, two things that pop out for me, or one of them is a question, but I love the fact that you did and you do what feels right to you. You don't do something like you hear, you know, whatever, you know, blog post, podcast, whatever it might be, you hear, you know, this is working. You need to be trying this, but you sort of buck that trend a little bit and say, you know what, this doesn't feel right to me. I want to do this, and this is what feels best to me, and that's what's working for you. And the customers that are, you know, buying your course are seeing that, and it sounds like it's a big reason why some of your customers are buying the course and the certification process, because you are that authentic person and you're not pushing them in any kind of way. Now, with that said, what does that follow up look like? So you have that strategy call with them, you have that 1-hour call with them. and they're interested maybe, but they don't purchase right then and there, and you say, you know what, maybe they come back 7, 10, 14 days later to actually purchase, is there a follow-up process in between when that call is and when they might be purchasing?
Well, the woman who does the calls, Marie, my assistant, she will say, hey, is it okay if I give you a call back, you know, next Tuesday at 10 o'clock? And, you know, they'll set up an actual time. And then sometimes the client or the person that wants to enroll in our course will go ahead and contact us before that if they're ready to go ahead and enroll.
Okay. I love that. I just had a question that totally escaped my, when they sign up for the 1 hour session with you, do you ever have any instances where they actually, you book the time and they don't show up?
Oh, of course.
So how do you guys handle that? Because you guys are, you know, you're very busy. You have a lot going on. And, you know, I've had that case before where if I'm doing like, offering a free strategy session or something like that, and we book it, we confirm it, and then that person doesn't show up and we put it in the calendar. That's your time, and time is our most valuable asset. How do you guys handle that sort of thing?
Right. Well, we have it set up so that when Marie is doing those calls, she's not taking away from other client, things that are other on her schedule as far as seeing clients. Mm-hmm. She actually is doing this from home, so she can actually go ahead and just transition and doing something else.
Gotcha.
Like working with me on another project.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha. Becky, I love this story. And I think that, you know, and I want to hear from you what you think the biggest thing was that made this work, because this is all automated now. And so my final question for you is how long have your ads been running where you haven't really touched them and you're still getting leads in, you know, pretty much every week? So how long have the ads been running now?
That same ad has literally been running since like the end of September of last year. And I feel like I actually need to do a new ad, because it's probably going to be burning out my audience here at some point soon.
Now, when was the last time you actually got into Ads Manager and checked the reporting?
No, I do that pretty regularly.
Okay.
Like at least once a week.
Okay. This is like, this whole process is this is why I love Facebook ads. This is why I do Facebook ads. This is why I teach Facebook ads. You've created an automated system essentially here where you've gotten, you know, you created the course, you got people into it, you've got the Facebook ads going, they're driving leads into it, and then you have a sales process, if you will, that works best for you guys to convert them into paying customers. And you said that you look maybe for a couple weeks, or, I'm sorry, a couple of minutes every week, but this ad's been running now for almost 6 months and not really touching it and still bringing in leads and sales to the business. I love hearing that. The biggest thing that jumps out for me in this whole sort of this story and the strategy here was really that pivot that you made from your first campaign, and you realized that the three-part video series didn't work for you. It ran for about 3 months or so, spending, you know, roughly $900 or so during that time to figure out, you know what, this is not working for me. We're going to pivot here and move into the second sort of quote unquote strategy here with my campaign, and we're going to see what happens here. What do you think was the biggest sort of catalyst for making this all work?
One of the things I really believe is that, you know, you can have all the great systems in the world and you can have, you know, learn all this information, but your mindset is also a big piece of this. And this is something that a lot of people don't talk about enough. And, you know, it's a difference between, like, if you really need the money and you are anxious for the sale, you really feel nervous and you really feel the pressure when you get this person on the phone that I have to close this person because I need the money, I'm desperate. That is a type of energy, and that type of energy will actually affect things. And so I've actually done a lot of work on mindset where I truly believe that the right people that need our course are going to come across our ad, come across our website. And so that's actually been a big piece of this as well. And I haven't even told you about it but I have these affirmations that I'll say that really focus on, you know, making sure that, you know, I'm keeping my mindset right. And then I'm not worried when I don't have a sale or I don't have enough, you know, leads coming in. that I trust in the process. I trust that I'm going to be led to do the right, the next right thing, whether that's, you know, tweaking the ad, whether that's finding a new, you know, doing a retargeting campaign, whatever it happens to be, that I have this belief in, you know, that these things are going to show up when I need to know them. So
I had no idea you were going to go down that road. But I am so glad that you did, because actually what a lot of people don't know about me is I'm super, super into law of attraction and energy and all this type of stuff. I had no idea. I'm like sitting here listening, totally smiling. I had no idea you're going to go down that route. So and that whole, we could talk about that for a long time, but we will wrap up here. But I'm so glad you went down that, because that is not something sort of stereotypically that the, you know, paid traffic community, if you will, is really thinking about a whole lot. I'm not, I don't want to make a blanket statement, but, you know, sort of in general, like, that's not something we're thinking about from a mindset perspective. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, and that's the way that you're approaching, you know, this whole part of your business and bringing new business in. So I'm so glad that you brought that up. So Becky, this is an amazing story. I love hearing this from you, and I love, you know, I've been so happy to follow this along, you know, over the past several months and kind of watch you build it to where it is. And I know that you're just scratching the surface here of what's possible with your Facebook ads. I mean, you're not really spending a whole lot of money, and you're seeing amazing results. I think this, you know, this, it's only up from here. Where can people, I want to make sure that people can connect with you online. Where can people connect with you in the best way? I know we have getpurevitality.com and then purevitalityuniversity.com, which I'll be sure to link in the show notes for today's episode. Is there any other places that you want to send people to?
Well, obviously we have Facebook pages as well, but purevitalityuniversity.com is pretty much our main, that's where the course is, and that's where everything is. And you can access our Facebook page from there. So that's awesome. The best one at the moment.
Okay, perfect. And I will link up I will have a screenshot of Becky's Facebook ad on the show notes page, because again, I saw that she was telling me about it. She posted in the Facebook group. I said, I got to have a copy of that, because the copy in it is so well done and so well written, specifically for her target market, that I want to make sure that everybody who wants to take a look at it can do so. Becky, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast, talking about this again. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rick. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Hope you got a lot out of this one with Becky. Don't forget, I'm getting ready to reopen my flagship Facebook ads program, the FB Advantage, here in early April. It's completely revamped this time around, teaching you exactly how to create an automated system that gets leads and sales every day with Facebook ads. Now, included when you join the course this time around, really excited about offering a live 2-day event here in San Diego with me and some very special guests. That's going to be a lot of fun. And to get you ready for this program, I've just released a brand new video training series that shows you exactly how to create an automated system that attracts leads and sales every day with Facebook ads. Now, this is only going to be available for a limited time, so depending on when you are listening to this episode, it might not be available. If you'd like to access this free video training, just go to rickmulready.com/free training. I've also got that linked up along with all the other links that we talked about today over on the show notes page, which is at rickmulready.com/80. All right, my friends, that is all for today's episode. Got a lot of great content still coming your way. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.